Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk with Kent Backus of NCBA about tax code reform. Back with Kent in just a moment.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-MUELLER.
Here it is, mid-April, and somewhat appropriate that we're talking tax reform with Kent Backus. He's with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of their lobbyists that really specializes in tax policy. He says that both the House and the Senate have been working on tax reform here in 2015.
You're exactly right. This is the dreaded tax week. April 15th is always a day of infamy for many people, always the big red X on that calendar. But for us, we've been working a lot on tax reform this year. There's a lot of uncertainty in the tax code. It keeps expiring every year to 2 years, and we really want more permanency. So we've been engaging, trying to get Congress to make our tax code more permanent and really representative of the 21st century needs that we have. The House has already started working this year on tax reform. They voted to make permanent Section 179 small business expensing, as well as a conservation easement tax credit, two things that NCBA worked very hard to make sure were passed. And the Senate has taken a slightly different approach. They've decided to solicit comments and really look at a more comprehensive tax reform effort. So NCBA is engaging there. We're going to submit some comments here this week. We're going to focus on, making Section 179 permanent at the 2014 levels, making sure that more businesses can take advantage of that. We're also going to focus on bonus depreciation and making sure that cash accounting remains part of our tax code. We're also going to focus on the 2032A special use valuation, the conservation easement tax credit, and making sure that the capital gains rates are lowered. And one big fight that we'll have on our hands this year is making sure that the 1031 like-kind exchanges are not eliminated. There's a big push right now to try to get rid of those, and that's an important section of the tax code we want to see left alone.
Kent Backus says there's some folks in Congress that have got some good intentions. He wanted to make some real headway, especially in things like Section 179. Unfortunately, he says, the clock is ticking, and it's a very narrow window of opportunity.
Well, I think over the next few months, we're going to see a lot of talk about tax reform. Unfortunately, presidential silly season is already starting. We're starting to see more people announce candidacies. And while that's exciting, it also distracts a lot from the efforts on Capitol Hill. So I think if we don't see tax reform by this summer, it's going to be very tough to have anything through the rest of this Congress. With that said, though, we're going to continue to engage and make sure that those issues are not back burner issues, but that each one of these sections of the tax code that are important to our members remain part of that conversation.
Associate Director of Legislative Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kent Backus, talking tax reform. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches invites you to join them for their annual Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 24th, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head of cattle, including 166 Angus bulls, registered Angus pairs, Angus show heifers, registered Angus yearling heifers, registered Angus fall bred heifers, and more. Give them a call, 1-800-664-3977 for details, or go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, their annual Grass Time Sale, April 24th. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.